grand rising and priming powerful beings. Shout out to you. It's the Holistic Motivator. And today I'm going to be talking about staying rooted in good soil. Staying rooted in good soil is how you bear fruit tenfold, 20-fold, 30-fold. A lot of people are folding in their faith because somebody else came up with a philosophy. When you have faith, philosophy doesn't waver you. When you have faith, people can't logically convince you out of your faith, and you are always going to bear fruit. Don't let somebody block out your blessing because they had an idea that you never heard of, and they logically took you away from something that have been there for your whole life. Don't mistake somebody's promise for the promise of God. As the word says, there will be a lot of false prophets. And how do you know if they're false? If they don't mention the name of Jesus. Keep tapping into this episode as I talk about being rooted in good soil. Let's get it. Ed Talks Daily is a podcast. It's all about growth in all aspects of your life. How do you solidify a holistic mindset that will lead to healthy body, healthy relationships, and in-tune spirit? If you want to join me on this journey to becoming the best version of ourselves, then Ed Talks Daily is for you. I do this podcast not by my own might, but with the help of God. In fact, with the inspiration of God. I used to do it by myself, but now I decided that I'm going to do it for Jesus. Do it for the... I'm just kidding. But y'all, shout out to everybody. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you go ahead and leave a review if it's very beneficial to you. Let's get to the subject. There was a farmer who went out and planted some seeds. And he dropped some seeds on the ground and the birds came and took it away. Those seeds didn't even last past the birds. Right? So some seeds, God's gonna drop them, the birds gonna come take them, right? Even you gonna put some seeds out, the birds gonna take it. But the farmer also planted some seeds in shallow soil, and the birds didn't take those. But they wasn't so rooted, they were shallow, so when the storm came, when the wind came, that took those away. Now, there was a third seed that was in good soil. And because it was in good soil, those plants bear fruit tenfold, 20-fold, 30-fold. Now the sower is the father. The birds can be anything. Now, shallow is faith that's not rooted deeply. We're living in an age right now that you gotta be very conscious about what you let into your mind and what ideas you entertain. Why? Because a lot of people are going to convict you that you are so powerful that they're going to get you to be robbed of your own power by going towards something that's not even the right thing. And somebody says, who am I to say what's the right thing? I got to tell you something. Not here to judge the right thing, but this is how I know what the right thing is, right? I carry my tool with me. Somebody says, I went to the stadium the other day to watch some kids do track, and it was like, you got any weapons? I was like, I have a weapons of mass building, not mass destruction. I got a weapon. I was like, I got a weapon on me. I got my weapon right here, baby. I got my Zooty. I got my tool, baby. I'm about to give y'all a word because the word needs to be heard, and it needs to be heard to specifically the audience of people who love to listen to anything holistic. Listen, a lot of false prophets are rising among y'all, and it's very easy to be led astray. By truth, you will be led into falsehood. Let me tell you, this is a prophetic word. By false truths, you will be led into falsehood. And what I mean by that is a lot of you are such a seekers that you seek your way out of what you already found. And a lot of you going to be finding things that you don't need to be finding, and it's going to actually take you away from the kingdom when you're in the kingdom. And you're going to let people's ideas convict you out of God's blessing. And I'm here to help some of y'all help yourself, because I was there myself. Let me testify. There was a moment in my life where I started to question Jesus. I questioned Jesus. I questioned my faith. Why? Because I was hearing people tell me stuff about Jesus. Oh, you still listen to white Jesus? Oh, you know, that was the white man's tutor and slave, blah, 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 blah. A lot of the same rhetoric, the same tape. And some of y'all are about to be convicted out of your faith, seeking for knowledge when wisdom lies in Christ. And I'm letting you know right now, some of you, you just want to know the truth because you want to be set free. And in seeking to be set free, the same thing that happened to Adam and Eve is going to happen to you in the garden. And promise for you to have everything you already have, you're going to lose all that you already had. I want you to hear this. This is a prophetic word. And some of y'all, the reason why you're going to be led astray is because you know there's more for you on this earth. So in seeking for heaven on earth, which some will appear, those who appear to be angels, look, the devil masquerade as light, you're going to be led astray. But I'm letting you know right now, there is always space for you to get back to the kingdom, because the Father says, I will go from the 99 to get the one. Why? Because God cares more about the one than the 99. Y'all are so curious about knowledge that you can be led into the wrong thing. I've been seeing some stuff here where people talk about power as if they don't already have it in Christ. Right? Oh man, do all of these rituals and these things and go in voodoo and all of these. This is the power. This is our true history, African spirituality, son. And you are seeking for a power that you got better for power. Like the stuff that they use to get power is beneath you. You just speak it and you got that power, baby. You just walk around with power. You ain't got to do no sort of those type of sacrifices, but you're about to sacrifice your true power for some false power. You're about to sacrifice your true power for some false power. And I'm here to let you know, I was almost led to the slaughterhouse. Some of you right now, some of your teachers are here to teach you some stuff, but you can't learn every stuff from them. I had to separate from my teacher, not because I couldn't learn some stuff from him, but he taught me as much as I could have learned. Why? Because the moment somebody tries to take you away from Jesus, you can't learn no more from that person. The moment somebody else is blaspheming against your faith, you can't be around that person. God's going to have to raise up a new generation of healers, because you might be thinking that, yo, if I'm going to find somebody that's going to teach me about health, holistic wellness, I need to go somewhere where they practice Egyptian religion, or whatever that's called, or African spirituality, or goes with the Oshuns and I'm letting you know right now, you need to go back to Christ. You need to go back to Christ. I'm telling y'all right now, don't let knowledge bring you to the depths of hell. That's what the devil promised Adam and Eve. Look, I'm gonna open your eyes. I'm about to show you. You know, you can be just like God, right? You know, you can be. How many of y'all been hearing the same message? You know, you can be just like God. You can be God, right? That's why Lucifer got thrown out of heaven. This message ain't for everybody, and it ain't need to be for everybody, but it's gonna be for the right ones. You know, you can be just like God, right? But you know that's a lie, because the word says ye are gods already. So it's the devil gonna promise you stuff that you already have. Just like at the end of Jesus' 40-day fast, the devil went up and showed up to him and says, listen, if you turn this stone into bread, I'm gonna give you all of the world. Look at all the thing I can give you. That's what the devil trying to tell Jesus. And Jesus' right mind, he's like, bruh, I got all of it already. My Father owns this. What you talking about? The next time somebody come to you and say, look at all the things you can get, I need you to tell them, my Father owned this. I don't need what you got, because I know that when you gonna give me it, there's something that I need to give you, and I'm not willing to give that to you for that thing you're about to give me. Listen, this is a word. Those who have ears, let them hear. There is no exchange with the devil that does not have a price to be paid. But the exchange with Christ, the price has already been paid. Can I get an amen for that one? There is no exchange with the devil where there isn't a price that has to be paid. But the exchange of life with God, there is already a price that's already paid, and it was paid on the Christ. And you don't have to crucify yourself to get the blessing. He already handled it. The Lamb already took that. They already took that for you. And what I'm letting you know right now is some of y'all, you about to sacrifice something you already have. You about to go for something you don't need to pay a price for when God already blessed you. Why? You got to be a little bit more patient and obedient, because the devil going to promise you something now that you just got to wait for later, because God has to refine you before he gives it to you. But the devil ain't trying to refine nothing. He just wants a piece of your soul because he's trying to build his kingdom. The same way that God's building his kingdom, devil building his kingdom. It just looked like tarot card readings. Somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get hurt. Let's hurt them feelings. It just looks like something else. It just looks like a ritual that you don't think nothing of, that's being masqueraded as self-care. And some of y'all, you're going to be led astray. And I don't want that to happen to you. And I want to tell you, those who have ears, let them hear. Jesus is the master healer. Jesus is the master savior. The Lord is your shepherd. Let me say that again. The Lord shall be your shepherd. Don't let any man be your shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. Don't be a sheep to anybody's program or cult. And what I'm letting you know right now is if they don't bring it back to Christ, they ain't in Christ. If they don't mention the name of Jesus, whether they say God, higher self, the Most High, if they don't mention the name of Jesus, they ain't down with the G-O-D. Let me tell you that again. If they don't mention the name of Jesus, they ain't down with the G-O-D. Some of you, you're being led astray. You're trying to find messages from a card when God places the messages in every single thing around you. This ain't a popular message, but it's a message that needs to be heard. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. And a lot of y'all, you're going to be convicted out of your faith. And I want you to remember, some of y'all, you close to stop believing. You close. But I want to ask you something. Has it been working for you? You close to letting the way go, because you're thinking you're stepping into the truth, and you're running away from the very thing that Jesus came to fight against. You thinking you're running away from Christ because they didn't serve you, but you're running away from laws of men, and you're actually casting out Christ, thinking that you're running away from what God was doing. Listen, whoever hurt you, they hurt you, not Jesus. God didn't hurt you. That was their systems. That was their programming. That was the laws of the Pharisees. And because you're running away from the laws of the Pharisees, your mind is building something, running away from the church, because you're running away from the authoritarian figure of your parents. You think you're running. So now you're associating that with Jesus and Christ. And because you're running away from the control of a physical building, you're thinking you're running away from the temple of Christ. And now this has become an issue. So now you thinking you're being woke, but you're waking yourself to sleep. And I'm trying to come here to say good soil is the zooty of Christ. This is the tool that you need. You need this your tool right here. This your tool right here, man. This is what you need to be shooting with. These are the words you need to be reading at. This is the stuff you need to be seeking in. The answers that you seek is in this book right here. The instructions that you want for your life, the healing that you're looking for, is in this book right here. And the reason why I've been talking so much Jesus lately, right? Somebody says time is approaching, right? I just look. Here's the thing, what I realized. I'm like, bro, I want to help people heal. Yet I'm trying to be conscious about everybody's feelings and faith, that I'm diminishing my faith, and I'm not talking about the things that I need to be talked about. So actually, I'm being disobedient to the Creator, because I want to get everybody to like me. I decided that if Christ loves me, I don't care who likes me. What I need to do is do what God told me to do. As soon as I do what God told me to do, my message is going to reach the people I need to reach. And the people who no longer can hear what I got to say, let them go. Because listen, it's not about what other people think about you, but what did God tell you to do? Right? The message is good soil. The message is plant yourself on good soil. Because when you are shallow, you could be easily taken away. If you're wishy-washy and you call it, I'm just spiritual and not religious, I'm not asking you if you're religious. I'm asking you, do you believe in Jesus? That's my question. I'm not asking you if you're religious. I just want to know, do you believe in the kingdom of God? Do you believe that God died for our sins? That's all I'm asking you. Ain't nobody asking you if you're religious nor spiritual. We're all spiritual beings having a physical experience. We're all spiritual. Though don't tell me I'm spiritual and not religious. I just got one question for you. Do you believe that Jesus is Lord? That's the question I got for you. Do you believe that Jesus is Lord? When you are shallow, you're lukewarm, and God, Jesus said, I will spit thee out of my mouth. I will spit thee out of my mouth. Listen, do not hide underneath the blanket of wanting to tailor to everybody. There was a time in my life where I didn't even mention the name of Jesus. I'm giving them the gospel somehow, but I didn't mention Jesus because I was like, man, I need to be quick. Now it's like, bro, I love to scare people away with Jesus. It's either I'm going to give you the courage of Christ or I'm going to scare you away with the name of Yeshua. All right, I'm going to say Jesus as many times as I possibly can to scare people away. With all love. Why? Because we're living in a time where you can't be lukewarm anymore. Right? And if they stone you due to your faith, you should be proud that you got stoned by, look, because that's the greatest honor. That's the greatest honor, is to be stoned for mentioning the name of Jesus. It's to be talked bad about. It's to be casted aside. Oh, this guy don't know what he's talking about. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Christ is Lord. That's right. And we are living in a state where we need to be good soil. And good soil is being put. I'm a follower of Christ. Absolutely. Right. And good soil is when you plant yourself near the living well. And the living well is Jesus Christ. And a lot of people right now, they're so wishy-washy and they're building their life on sand and they're not building their life on rock because they hear, but they don't have ears. They hear, but they harden their hearts. They scrutinize information based on something somebody else told them, and they're never being able to convict of the heart to recognize truth. Real recognize real. But when you just think about your mindset, when you just think about what you have acquired from other people, and you are literally, what you're literally doing right now is, you're literally trying to intellectualize something you just need to realize. Stop trying to intellectualize what you just need to realize. And a lot of you, you have not found peace in your intellectuality, yet you want to impose your intellectuality on everybody, but yet you are not healed. You don't have the peace of God. So tell me, why should I listen to your intellectuality when in actuality, you still have not the redemption of what you're talking about? You're still suffering the very thing that you're speaking of, and your soul is still missing something. You get what I'm saying? I mean, I've seen it. Some of the people who are in tarot cards, who are reading tarot cards, I'm like, bro, I can see the pain in your face. Like, you better go and put your knees down and burn those cards. And you didn't even do that yet. Now, because you saw somebody do it, now you want to do it yourself. You want to find your identity in some cards that somebody wrote. And you're like, yeah, they it's my intuition. Like, look, the best messages are not written on cards. They're written in your intuition. They come out of your spirit. The Holy Spirit comes and deposits it in yours. Those are the best messages. And you out here letting somebody read something to you, and you're like, let me do a reading. Go do a prayer. Let me say that again. Stop doing readings. Go do a prayer. Those who have ears, let them hear. Because listen, y'all opening y'all ears to everybody. And it's good to be open and listen. There was a time where I didn't speak against any of these things. But I'm getting to space where, like, I just want to pursue God's will and do what he told me to do, what he told me to say. And I'm going to just say it. I'm going to say it boldly. Not to judge people, but to wake them up. Because people are falling fast asleep. They're falling asleep and they're claiming to be woke. And wokeness, they're sleeping, being led to the slaughterhouse. And it's kind of sad because it's literally the most powerful people that's handling giving themselves to the slaughter. It's the most powerful ones. It's the ones that seek truth. And that's why those are the most vulnerable, because they're seeking. Those who are sleeping don't even care to know. They're just sleeping. But those who are seeking are the ones who are actually most prone to be led astray, because they're seeking. And you're seeking, if you seek in the right wrong place, you're literally going to fall in a ditch with your seeking. Seeking and seeking and looking and looking and looking in this and looking for that and looking over here and looking for there. You can be looking all day and never see the right thing, constantly seeking and seeking. Looking and looking. And God is like, if you only looked right here, I will reveal all that you need to know. I was the one. I'm looking through the Buddhism. I'm looking through that. I'm like, what is it? Seeking is seeking. And then I realized that I had it all along right here. It was right here. It was what I was born with. It was what I was taught. It was the very thing that I went to church and heard ever since. But now as I started seeking inside of here, I started finding stuff that was always in here. But I never found it. But I never found it because how I was looking was not in with the right eye. I was looking with my mind. And I needed to look with the right eye inside of this very thing. And so now I do stuff not because I want to find out what else is there. I do stuff so God can reveal what's always been there. So every holistic practice that I do is simply to reveal the God that's inside of me. So now no longer do I seek and seek and seek and seek so I can find salvation in things. I seek so I can actually enhance and be better used by God. So I don't meditate because I'm looking for salvation by meditating. Jesus meditated and retreated to the Bible and retreated to the mountains. I actually meditate so the Holy Spirit can dwell inside of me more. I don't fast so I can seek salvation. I fast because I have been saved and I want to fast for God. I want to fast for Jesus. My holistic practices are not there because I'm looking for saving in them. I'm saved, so I have to practice being holy because the most holistic thing that there is Jesus Christ. The master healer is Jesus Christ. So even when you see me breathing and doing Qigong, I do not do these things for any salvation. I do it so that I can be in complete alignment so that way God can use me to the ultimate purpose. So when I move my body, so you can say I am not religious, I am spiritual. Absolutely. Why? Because I don't look at things and cast them aside and say, well, I can't move and breathe, or I can't sit and meditate, or I can't burn incense. When I burn incense for Jesus. I burn incense in the name of the Lord. And sometimes I just burn incense because it smells good. I burn incense because to get rid of my mosquitoes. Ain't nobody burning incense to no false gods. So when I do these things, and it's all in the word, some of y'all, you have mystified something that you need to actually utilize to praise God. You've mystified something you need to utilize to praise God. And now you've mystified meditation when you actually need to learn how to sit your butt on the mountain and pray and fast and meditate. You mystified it. You've given the power to the heathens that you can be used to get closer to God. And part of being planted in good soil is using these things all to praise God. So when you see me breathing, when you see me meditating, when you see me moving, when you see me massaging my head, when you see me dancing, right? I'm doing all of this thing so I can raise up my vibration. So when I show up to the world, I can be at peace and better. I don't do none of these things to worship these things. None of these things. I don't worship any entities. I follow Jesus Christ. That's who I follow. Because I understand that good soil is not just your faith in God. Good soil is in your habits. Good soil is in how you breathe. Good soil is in how you eat. Good soil is in how you sleep. Good soil is in what you think and how you think. Good soil is deeper than just you. Yo, I read my Bible. I pray. Good soil is whether or not you eat greens or you eat McDonald's after church. Good soil is not, oh, I go to the church, but I mistreat my temple. So when I talk about holistic living starts with Jesus. When I talk about holistic lifestyle, it goes hand in hand. So don't ever think that you have to separate living holistically and living in Christ. Don't ever think you have to separate living holistically and living for Jesus. There's no difference between that. Being aware of your emotion is also about refining your soul, because your soul is a combination of your mind, your emotions, and the things that you went through. So if you're not working your mental, if you're not growing, if you're not learning how to wash away some stuff that's been housed inside of you, you're actually not living as holistically, and you're not living as divinely as you possibly can. So good soil is not simply about washing where you plant yourself. Good soil is the seeds that you plant inside of yourself. It's whether you breathe intentionally. It's whether you move intentionally. It's whether you eat intentionally. All of this is included. And that's my ministry. My ministry is to help people bring it all together. My ministry is to help people understand that you don't need to separate them. My ministry is to help people understand that you can bring all of this together for the glory of the Lord. So that's good soil and being rooted. You don't have to sacrifice whether or not your mental health is right or whether or not you follow Jesus. You can pray and you can meditate. You can pray, meditate, and eat healthy. You can pray, meditate, eat healthy, burn incense in the name of the Lord. None of this stuff is paganism. Some people are so stuck to religion and laws of the Pharisees that they're constantly stressed and they're not even being disciples of Christ, but they're out here judging everybody and what they're doing. But you gotta have the right discernment to know what's of Christ and what's not of Christ. And when the Creator speaks to you, and you can ask God, yo, is this the right thing for me to do? Should I be doing that? If you are clear, then you won't need your answer from somebody's judgment on you. God's going to tell you in your spirit whether you should be doing something or you shouldn't be doing it. And that's how you know you're planted in good soil. When your intuition is in completely alignment with God's word. And that's my message, and I'm sticking to it. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. I had a word for y'all, and not everybody won't receive it, but those who received it have heard it. And I want you to understand that you're only built on rock when you apply what you've heard. Those who hear and don't apply are built on sand. You already have the unlimited power in you to achieve whatever it is that you want. Don't let anybody convict you that you need to that in order for you to gain the world, you have to lose your soul. Listen, God's gonna give you great things in this world, and he's gonna save your soul too. That's the true power of God. The ability to get power in this realm, power in the next realm, and only have to sacrifice your sins for it, because he sacrificed his son for you. Let me hear that again. Let me tell you that again. You can get heaven on earth, heaven in heaven, and all you have to do is sacrifice your sins for it. And you don't even want your sins, because they ain't even making you feel good. So you create heaven inside of you when you say, I want to live more by the spirit and less by the body. I don't care what the devil's promising me power. I already got the power inside of me. In fact, I can have it all. I can have happiness here. I can have abundance here. And I can have it later. That's double win. Win here, win now, win later. It's going to be hard, just like now and later. But if you keep on chewing, if you keep on sucking, I'm telling you, it's going to be sweet. And that's my message. And I'm sticking to it. It's the Holistic Motivator. This is Ed Talks Daily. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast by going to edtalksdaily.com. If you don't watch a replay of this, go to my YouTube channel, Ed Talks Daily, and you'll be able to tap in. Go to my YouTube channel, The Holistic Motivator, and you'll be able to watch the whole episode we just did. If you want to watch it later and listen to it on the go, go to edtalksdaily.com. And once you love it, subscribe to the podcast, leave a review. Let me know what you think. Y'all stay blessed. Stay in your power. Remember, you have the unlimited power in you to achieve whatever it is that you want and to create heaven here on earth and experience it later too. First, you got to believe it in order to achieve it. And until that happens, the world forever misses all your talents, all your gifts, and all the great things you have to offer. So remember, let your light shine. Don't hide it. Don't dim it. Peace.